Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
I am Matt Salee, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. Well, as usual, the last week of August proved to be very quiet as they usually are in our business. Trading volumes were incredibly low and news flow was light. The dollar strengthened on the week following a strong set of reports on consumer spending and wages, which continue to support economic growth, increasing the likelihood of a Fed rate hike in September and December this year. Dollar strength, along with a reported crude inventory build, resulted in oil getting taken out to the woodshed this week, but more on the DOE report in a minute. Energy markets softened in sympathy with oil. So back to the DOE report. Despite a bearish headline crude build of 2.3 million barrels, looking under the hood reveals a different story. First, oil imports increased nearly 300,000 barrels per day, week over week, to 8.9 million barrels per day. To put this number in perspective, last year around the same time, we were importing about 1.5 million barrels per day less, and we haven't imported this much oil in 1 week since September of 2012. The second bullish number we found in the report was the 700,000 barrel gasoline draw. This brings the total gasoline draw over the last 30 days to about 10 million barrels. Last but not least, lower 48 production declined big for a second week in a row, over 100,000 barrels per day since mid-August. Speaking of production, the EIA also put out its official monthly 914 production data, which also showed a decline in production of 200,000 barrels per day from May to June. While these reports are lagged compared with the DOE weeklies, they are generally more accurate and provide credibility to the weekly declines reported for more recent weeks by the DOE. Before I put everyone to sleep with stats, let's hit the news. Similar to the market, company news was very light for the week. Starting with upstream, the big item of the week was the Colorado anti-fracking ballot initiatives 75 and 78, which failed to gather enough signatures to make the November ballot, removing this overhang from oil and gas producers in the state. In the midstream space, we can't go a week without news from the Williams companies. Most recently, the company named new independent directors aimed at bolstering their governance following the loss of six directors earlier this summer. The directors are Scott Sheffield, Chairman and CEO of Pioneer Natural Resources, William Spence, Chairman and CEO of PPL Corp., and Steve Bergstrom, former CEO of American Midstream. And finally, the only downstream news of the week was Dell's announcement to sell its retail assets for $535 million. Well, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.